You are now listening to the podcast on creativity and execution.
What does it really mean?
All right, one of the things that came up this week a ton was feedback. There's a couple of instances where we give feedback and it wasn't taken very well. From your perspective, Jared, because you receive feedback a lot. I understand why it's hard. Like, I do understand why it's hard, but why is it harder? And why is it so personal? Why is receiving feedback on a project that you worked on so personal?
I think it depends on the project. Like, if it's a personal project, like, or something you're putting your heart and soul into, and then someone just comes and, like, poops on it, it's kind of like, damn.
Pop.
In a way they're like pooping on me.
That's how it feels.
Yeah.
And it, like, why wouldn't it just feel, it's not pooping on me, it's pooping on the project and I'm not the project.
Cause likely you put like a lot into that project.
Like you put yourself into it?
Yeah, maybe you put your best into it. And then if someone's like, this sucks, like, then all of a sudden your best sucks and then you suck and then you can like spiral into this like negative.
Do you feel that way?
I have a question. I think there's a difference. I think feedback sucks when you don't know what the actual goal is. I'm realizing.
When you, like, as the creator?
As the creator. Like, because I remember the first vlog you ever made. You came into my house and you're like, look at it. And like, honestly, fix it. Like, help me fix it. And that. I pooped on it, like, okay, no, this, and like,
yeah.
But I guess because the goal was like a greater, like, there's a greater vision for it, like, I just want to start my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I think that's when.
That's actually really good. Let's just keep talking.
And I think when the goal. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Like, I just realized that myself. Frank's just walked in the room. We're making a podcast, Frank. You can sit.
Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Honestly, Frank joined. Frank, I like Frank's words.
It's actually really good.
I think that's because like we've done stuff collaboratively. You can sit, Frank's. You're green. We're talking about feedback because this week feedback became like a thing in the office, and we've given feedback, and the response was partially like a very like hurtful one.
But I think what you're getting to, like. The fact, so step one, like giving feedback, you poop on it, but really you're pooping on it because of your vision.
Yeah, because there's a greater goal always, and I think that, like, that's what I just remembered the first time he, like, you're what, like, you're what age are you then, like
17 18 17?
If you tell an 18-year-old like that video sucks, it's gonna suck as an 18-year-old, but you didn't care, but because I think you saw the greater vision of, I just want to be a vlogger. Like,
you want to be better.
Well, yeah.
I think it also speaks to, like, the internal reality that the person is living in with, you know, like, you can get feedback, negative or positive, and it can come from the sending end in a very negative way.
Sure.
But on the receiving end, it can always be assimilated positively. Like, we could have said when you were 17, 18, like, oh, your vlog, like, it sucked. I mean, your vlogs never suck.
Yeah.
But, like, we could have been like, eh. But thankfully, you assimilated it positively. Instead of going, oh, it's a reason for me not to vlog, you went, oh, it's a reason for me to vlog more because I get better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I think you had a vision personally of, like, I think Jared already saw the bigger picture. Jared saw himself as, like, a successful YouTuber, so almost like, I think subconsciously you're like, I just need to put one out, it doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. But I also know that this guy can help me make it better.
Mm-hmm. That's how I thought about it. I was like, I just wanted you to, like, put, I knew how good you were.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted you to, like, put your hands on it.
Yeah,
like, I made it the best I could, and I literally just was like, do something to it,
and we did
make it better. And yeah,
and we did. And
do you feel like when he did that, it opened your eyes, like, oh, like,
yeah,
those are the things I can do now.
For sure, yeah.
so that was good.
It, like, opened doors. I was like, okay, I see how you did that. Like,
but what about when feedback is given and say you're still that 19-year-old and you're trying to make a vlog that's real funny and stupid, whatever. So here comes your coach, essentially, and, like, Joe Awesome says, hey, like, I'm still going to poop on it because his vision is different than your vision. So now he's pooping on it because your vision essentially is different than his.
But that's why I think, like, it wouldn't feel like it's pooped on if we're both on the same vision. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know?
But I think in that situation there, like, in that case, and if we're talking about work, like, if there's a quote-unquote, like, director, you know, of art or brand or something like you, say, like, yeah, you're a brand director for this project,
yeah,
then, like, ultimately, you're submitting to your vision.
Yeah.
And I think, to me, it's less about the execution of it, and it's almost a lot more about, like, what you're trying to accomplish, which is the vision of a project. I feel like that's what happened this week twice. Like, the vision that they had in their mind
was different
than the vision you had. The vision you had was, like, let's make this clean, like, I'll say modern.
But I guess, yeah.
And they were trying to take it a different direction.
Yeah.
And they also sucked.
I can't say that.
Well, I mean, the execution sucked.
I guess, partially. Partially, like, I also think, like, I would rather be told it sucks. Like,
yeah,
generally, like, it sucks to hear that, but it's like, it. I think it's a muscle to, like,
you also mature.
Yeah, but I also think, like,
well, Joe has matured a ton. I mean,
well, yeah,
you know, times.
I mean, in 2016,
when we were working together, yeah, we both felt like,
yeah. I mean, Frank and I would be like, no, that sucks. Well, that sucks,
and we both end up getting our feelings hurt.
But then you get to that. I think this is, again, we both got to the level where, like, we both understood the vision, and so anything he would say, anything I would say, like, wouldn't bother us anymore because it's like, there's a bigger vision now, and we both see it clearly. So the moment I say, what if we do green? When he chose red, he'd be like, all right, let's try it. Because at the end of the day, like, there's a bigger vision. And I think learning how to do that more helps. It, like, breeds a great ground for feedback, in my opinion.
Yeah, like, I agree. I think, like, feedback's important. I mean, you're bringing up the vision, sort of, like, the direction of a project, which is super important before anything, yeah. Because, like, today, like, you're going to film all day today, you're going to vlog something, you're going to edit it, you can put it together, and Joe's going to watch it, or I'm going to watch it, and either I'm going to have, like, man, that's amazing, and or Joe's going to say, like, but why did you do this? It could be better. And is that because you, like, you have something in your mind that you want to see from today,
yeah,
and you have something else in mind.
I guess here, and this is exactly what I was going to make my second point to what we were talking about, is because the feedback, this is what the feedback was, like, yesterday. At the end of the day, like, we are all submitting, when we walk through that door as a creator, like, we're submitting to the vision of this, like, place. You know, like, there's a specific way we do things, a specific way that's created. Like, at the end of the day, like,
yeah.
That's what I was telling
wherever
our people.
You're at, yeah.
Like, I was like, hey, what you just made, like, might have worked at, like, at the coffee shop down the road. Like, they might have seen that and been like, bro, sick, right? I was like, unfortunately, here, like, that's not it. Like, it's just not it here. Like, here.
And that's the case for, we get that all the time with a client. Like, a client, we're submitting to their vision. Like, at this agency or this creative house, like, we're submitting to this creative house. Like, I think that
yeah, from a client to, like, the creative house, it's their responsibility to find a creative house that matches the vision.
Yeah,
the
yeah, exactly. Cause,
and at the same time, because I remember, I mean, we were talking about playing music, right? Like, I played music for a long time, and I remember playing these parts and drums that I was, like, trying to go crazy, and I was like, man, those are so good. And I remember Nick looking over and saying, like, hey, that's not what I want. Like, keep it down, tone it down. He was, like, shutting me up, you know? And I was real frustrated because I was like, bro, but, like, it's sick, it's a cool feel. But, and I learned the hard way of, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm there submitting to Nick's vision.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, Nick was leading. And I think that's hard to swallow because I'm like, oh, but, like, I'm a drummer, I should be able to self-express.
I think it is.
At the end of the day, like,
I think it is hard to swallow, but like, I think there's a beauty of, well, obviously one, submitting to it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
there's
I'm
a beauty to submit, but there's a beauty to submitting to it, and then there's a bigger beauty that when you realize how much you're submitted, the house, like, it's almost like, I think it's like a law of life, like it's a circle of life type thing. Like, if you submit to it so much, like, you're gonna get something in return, to where like there's gonna be a little gap that opens up because of your submission, that when that gap opens up, you can intersect what you want. Does that make sense? Like, like almost like an example, I'm not saying this, but like as an example with the drumming thing, like, you're like, all right, I'm gonna do it. Like, and then almost like time will tell that what you really believe in actually will fit much better. But
I agree.
Does that make sense?
Because what I've seen as well is and this is what happens today in our agency here or whatever, like, it's like, oh, I tell someone, hey, like, keep it down with the drums, right? Like,
yeah.
Because this is the vision. And then when they keep bringing projects that are like something completely different, I'm not judging their ability to like do that. I'm judging essentially their submission.
Yeah, like
yesterday, what we were doing, like, we're looking at that project, I'm like, are you just, how does that fit here? Like, how does that fit into what we're doing here? Like, it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I'm not judging it based on like your ability to design.
Yeah.
Like, cause that's not it.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we don't.
We all know how to design.
Yeah. At the end of the day, the practice to get there, the method doesn't matter. It's just the idea of like what made you think that like that fits here? And I, you know what I mean?
And yesterday, so I just recently found out like this project archive. Remember, I was like, man, I really like it.
Yeah.
I'm like super into it.
Yeah.
We found out there was a Korean girl.
Yeah.
She lives in Korea. She studied design. Like, she's really awesome. The project's real beautiful. Like, I was reading it. Anyway, I DM'd the Mintsu girl. And she directed it. And she posted, this girl posted, like, project archive. So sweet. My intern just created a new project, sent it to me. So I was like, oh, interesting. So this Mintsu girl was an intern for the founder of Serial Magazine.
Oh.
So now I was like, that makes sense. It makes so much sense. Like, this Mintsu girl was interning for Serial Magazine, which is like one of the better.
Her work reflects.
Yeah, so her work reflects. And like, I think that thing right there, I think is really important.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of what we're talking to. And I think, like, at the same time, and I say all this to say, because I think as young creative, and like, I see the, oh, but when am I going to be able to like express, and when am I going to be able to flex, or when am I going to be able to do my thing? You know what I'm saying?
I think,
and that's like a, that's something that I,
because you love that.
I love that.
You value that a ton.
I love that a ton, so much.
You value that a ton.
But it's also hard when we're doing, like, we can't do that for a client. Can't necessarily do that for...
I mean, I feel like you could, but you have to...
Yeah, you could.
You have to be, like, smart about it. Like, you can't just... It's like kissing a girl. Like, you can't just go up to the girl and kiss her. Like, you can't. Like, you're a weirder now. Now you're a perv. Like, all your chances are gone now.
I mean...
I mean, if you just walk up to a girl and just kiss her,
that's weird.
I mean, that's
you
like
take a girl to the drive-in and just like do that. It's kind of weird.
But if you take no, but wait, but pause. If you take a girl to the drive-in and to a good movie, like, that's nice. Like, I think that's exactly what I think the approach that we need to take. Like, if I was you, if I was in your shoes, and I had somebody like me and Johnny in front of me, or the like, I'm working here, I would find a way to like make something that the house likes, like, hey, look, this is really good, but in everything that I make, like, there's like at least like 2% of me. Like,
I also think that this has to do with like the degree of authority an individual has. Like, the director of a creative house has the most authority,
because
they're above, you know, whatever. Like, the creative director has authority in creative the operations, and same thing with like a vlogger, designer. Everyone has like a degree of authority. And I think that, to speak to what you were saying earlier, where, you know, we have this, what we're talking about now, we have this, like, small margin of autonomy. Like, small margin of, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Of, like...
For sure.
Like, self, that we get to put into a work. I think that whenever we're submitted, we demonstrate trustworthiness.
Yeah, exactly.
That the director...
Yeah.
can trust you.
100%.
And then
so good.
And then that trust ends up being kind of extended.
Yeah.
From that 2% to 3% to 4% to 5%.
Yeah, exactly.
And so like I think we often want to find this moment where we go from 2
to 100
to 15 or to 50 or to 100. Like we want to just make those leaps. But just like getting to know someone or ending up getting to kiss a girl, like you have to make like kind of
it's
this gradual. Yeah, it's a relationship that you have with the creative director.
So good.
That you go and say, hey, this is my work, this is my work, this is my work. And they're like, okay, I like it, I like it. I trust you more, I trust you more, I trust you more. And eventually you're able to execute things according to like
what you
start contributing to the vision as a whole.
And we all want that. We all want the contribution. Like I think about us as creatives, like we are really, really, really like we're a bunch of individuals that come with a bag, a loaf, like a sack of tools. Like that's all we are. Like we're all like, here I am on this journey, I have this duffel bag or like this tote bag full of tools, and here I am today for these next years or 2 years or 5 years, and like how can I serve with my tools, with my understanding, with my resources, with my like knowledge, how can I serve X, and I may do that for 5 years and then my bag gets bigger, so now I have more tools, and then I go somewhere else and I do something else, but like it's really like when you say that gives me a ton of like life and encouragement, because I also feel that way. Like I feel like my bag is filled with some tools that are much different than what they were 4 years ago, but they've gotten bigger and more understanding. So now my tools, I can go to like, I feel like I can go more to like a, whether it's a brand owner, like my tools are different now, and I can go and do that, but then I come with these tools, you know, it's like collectively
it's really
here's what we can do. And I think like when I was hearing Archie talk and like what he's doing for like Drake and those guys, like it's like them and their 7 or 8 people in their team, it's like here they are and collectively here's what they can accomplish. And I think it's weird like thinking about 8 people, but then it's like here's one creating something like random AF. And it's like, it's cool and it's self-expressive, but it's not helping
the whole.
It's not really, you know what I'm saying? I think the unit
and
thing
I think,
is so important.
Super important.
Like, the unit, because
I mean, it's thinking outside of yourself. It's the concept of being selfless. It's at the end of the day, the concept of like a life full of like joy. Like, hey, I'm willingly like giving everything I have for the vision of like
the collective.
And right there, question, like, will it feel passionless?
Okay, no.
Will it feel...
And that's where I think, and this is where I think what you're saying, like, is it worth it, right?
Is it like a journey to like, is it like a desert journey where you're
I don't think so.
People need to understand their convictions before they commit to something too.
Because like I asked for myself today, like, does it feel like a desert to me working on the clients that I'm working for?
Because
I want to get somewhere, but like,
well, look,
for me, right?
Yeah.
For you, the stuff that you're working on every day. For you, the stuff that you're working on. Like, no one here can raise their hand and say, like, I'm doing
what you want.
Like I'm doing what I want, but not how I want it.
Okay,
and
this is such a good conversation.
The market
like,
also has to trust you the way an intern gets trust from the creative director. You know, like, I think that when it comes to, like, you know, as a collective, right?
Yeah.
So like we're the collective working in an industry. Well, we have to understand what the vision of that industry is and then produce work that gains the trust of the industry.
Yeah.
The same way that the intern gains the trust of the creator.
I would challenge that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because yes, I think this is where I'm realizing this, I think, as I'm getting older, and now, like, there's sort of people, like, sort of under me, like, in, like, teaching, because it is, like, the value of, like, Jared, be Jared, like, I think that's reasonably true, like, very true, and very true what we're all saying, what I'm saying even, like, you're here for the house, or you're unapologetically yourself anywhere you go. like, I'm here and you're saying this is the better way. But I think when it comes to that, you have to be confident and you have to be willing to be fired. Like, hey, no, this is what, like yesterday, he could have been like, I think this is better than that. And it's like, no, well, I think it is. And it's like, well, okay, maybe this is not this place for you. It's like, great. Like, thank you for everything you taught me. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
and
like, that's the alignment of conviction.
Yeah.
But then at the same time there, it's like, and this is why we're talking about art, right? Yeah. This is not a science. It's like, wait, that's confusing. Like, because what you're saying, I agree of like, look, we like,
yeah, conviction,
like,
you're right.
Here's the truth. We can be on the journey and there's people that come along and they could just help us put the bolts. And it's like, here's your job, here are the bolts, make sure they're tight, right? Cool. But we always need people that say like,
no,
I'm not just doing the bolts. Here's a better way to do the bolts.
Yeah.
Here's a better way to approach this. And here's a different way,
because
I don't know it all.
Well, because
you don't know it all.
Yeah.
But I haven't met people really besides you, and like, I haven't really met a ton of people that are like, no, like that say this is a better way, but then also I can execute that better way. Because that's different. It's like,
yeah,
people are like, oh, like I feel like you know what is good, and you like music, we always talk about it. Like, you know culture, like you know what hits, you know all that, but your execution is not there. Like, you don't execute that. So it's like, we can't really follow that. We can't, like, you're not really, you're bringing a ton of value, but you're not necessarily like, we're not able to like get behind you and contribute,
mm-hmm,
and like follow like that vision that you have.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same thing with someone else. Like, it's like, because they're not, and I think I, like, so that's why it's always a dance, because it's always kind of like, it's kind of like, we're kind of getting in a huddle and we're like,
it's a
who's
dance.
Got it right now?
It,
who's got it right
it's
now?
It's a dance or it's a
like a brawl.
It's a brawl, not even a bra. Like, it's a, I don't even know how to say it, because it's like, there's two people. There's like reasonable Rob, right? He's reasonable and like, I'm going to submit to the house and I'm just going to, like, I'm doing my job and you're going to get that confidence. And now, okay, you got the confidence and now you're there. And it's like, okay, but now what? Like, now what? Versus like, there's this crazy other person that like one day wants, what's up, Matt?
Matt Keenan.
Good morning.
There's like a, you can join.
Come sit.
Talking about feedback, talking about growth, talking about.
I'll call him.
Okay, sorry. There's like, I think there's the two options. Like, you do it the way like we're all talking about. And I think that way is beautiful. Or you do it the way where like, man, this is what I believe. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do all my life.
Yeah.
And screw what you think. Screw what you think. Screw what you think. I'm going to go. The thing, that one is high risk. High risk. And I think that where like, as a creative, like me personally, I value high risk. I value... All right, you might think I'm not that cool. You might think my paintings are not that cool, but I do. Until the world shoots me down, like I'm gonna believe that.
That's because also the vision that you have in your mind is not to be. So the vision that you have, because I've known you for a long time, is making, being, creating something that's like. There's a wave, and then there's people that like create the wave, and then the ripples come. And like, I feel like most of the time, like if you see something that's like already done, you're really over it quickly. So like that vision of like, I'm not trying to just kind of, what's in, cool, I'm just gonna ride it. You're trying to find the other thing, which like, I think that it has to be the way that you just said it. Like, it has to be that you may be ridiculed for a while. Like, you
yeah.
may be like risk heavy. You may be like, that's really stupid, until it's not, and until it's cool. Because right now it's cool, but 5 years ago it wasn't.
Yeah.
And 5 years ago you were being ridiculed for posting what you were posting.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, that's random. So you have to almost live with that. You have to live with like going home, like, man, my leader thinks it's random and stupid and he keeps testing me. And you know, it's like, you have to live with that. But today you've like set that path.
Yeah.
And I think like you, like, and I think about David Dobrik, like obviously now he's cool. I mean, we're talking, say he's a YouTuber and big, he is, right? Like, he is that way. But like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he's this way in person, but like, did he ever get laughed at for always being happy and laughing and filming? Like, that kind of stuff always comes with it, I feel.
Yeah. Always comes with it. Absolutely. Like, bro, like, I feel like I've heard really close friends of yours, I'd be like, bro, you're always busy. You're always busy. You're always busy. Like, that's all you think about. Like, it comes with that. Like, and I think going back, like, a full circle with the feedback and as a creative, like, that, like, almost not even loving it, because I think it's cheesy when someone's like, love it when it gets hard. Like, it's like, no, bro, it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do think it's like, I do think it's a lonely place. Like, I do, like, it is a lonely place.
If it's, but, like, humility?
I don't know if it's humility.
I think in creative and what we're talking about, feedback, we can replace feedback, or we can substitute it with, in my opinion, submission. Like, submitting to the vision. Like, hey, I'm gonna give you feedback only because, like, it's not that it, like, this is why I always say, like, I'm not judging the thing for what it is. Like, I'm not judging, like, your art, I'm not judging your person, but, like, I'm judging the project. Like, yesterday, the other project, the video one, the carousel, it's like, I'm not judging it because your editing skills are bad. Like, that's not what I'm judging anymore. We're judging, like, how that is gonna fit into the whole, into the project. That's what we're judging. When you show me a video, I'm not like, bro, honestly, you're a freaking great editor. We're past that. Like, you are a great editor. Like, we're past facts. You are a great designer. We're past that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not there anymore.
Like, don't put your pride and identity into every project.
Like, when someone tells me, like, hey, thanks for that project, like, I'm no longer judged on that. Like, I feel like we're past that. We're not judging, like, we're judging based on, like, did we accomplish the goal at hand, the vision, the direction. That's what we're judging.
I guess, Jared, this is more personal. Do you feel like our house, this house, has a clear vision?
For each thing?
For just overall, like, I think...
As a house or as...
Yeah.
Or each project?
I think as a house, because, like...
Today's vlog, why are we vlogging?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's clear vision.
And I think right there, like, what I've known about you is when it's uncertain, like, you get closer to find out. Because otherwise you're just doing things without vision.
Yeah, I think that's super important.
Like, that's really important, and I think that's something for you to search out, like, anybody. Because I think, like...
And not anybody, I think if you want to be... If you want to be... good if you
like, we can do part two.
Yeah,
we gotta get to work.
I think too, like I think you said it before, making sure you have the same vision, because there's two different visions.
Like, it's gonna not make sense for you.
Yeah, the feedback you give me is gonna be useless to me, and it's just gonna make me angry. But thank you.
Yeah.
And I think it's learning to, because the person that is getting offended at the feedback,
you don't get offended.
No, I think it's learning to, like, remove yourself from, like,
you do,
like, putting your pride into the feedback you get, like, putting your integrity and your confidence in that project, it gives it, like, it gives it the power to make or break you.
Yeah.
And really affect, like, you.
I just know that most creatives, like, I never want to remove the
you part.
Human element from creating, so it comes with it. It comes with, like...
Right.
It's very vulnerable, because if you really went there, it's gonna be that way.
And I think it's okay to get pissed. Like, yesterday when that happened, it was almost like a crying session, but I'm like, it's okay. Like,
it really is okay,
because at the end of the day, like,
we're all learning.
You did put your all into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it did suck, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Right, finish this out.
Into the podcast.
Part one.
What did we just talk
about? That was part one of dealing with feedback on creative projects.